of God to fulfill each phase appropriately. What do I mean by that? If you're a student, you are disgracing God if you're always doing evangelism and failing. You are studying physics in university. Physics 201, wait till you get F. Physics 206, wait till you get E. You are carrying over every course to third year. Third year, your credit load is so heavy, they didn't let you do third year at a go. Because university has a maximum number of credits. So you do third year for 2 years, then finally you reach final year. They say, bros, why are you failing? It's because of evangelism. You know what I always tell students like that? Leave the school, go home. Go and do evangelism from your father's house. As long as you're on this campus, your first evangelism is at 8 o'clock before the physics professor. And what's the evangelism? Carry the book, evangelize the book. Evangelize your notes. Evangelize the assignment. It is not godly to leave school, to go and preach in the jungle, and expect to pass. God can do it, but he often doesn't do it. If you preach too much, you fail plenty. That's how he does it. God said, don't come and terrorize me with your service. I was listening to Andrew Womack. Andrew Womack told the story of one man. He gave his life to Christ. He's a farmer. He's an American farmer. And when they say farmer, that is his land, the land he has, to be as big as maybe a quarter of the whole of Enugu State. Massive stretches of land. They say, go and plant your field. He said, doesn't matter. God can do anything. No problem. They say it's wheat. He plants wheat. Assuming it's corn. I understand corn. Corn matures in about 3 months, right? Yes. A month to maturation of corn, he planted. And they have a narrow season. He said, God will make it multiply and mature the same time everybody who planted 2 months ago. And he had to borrow money from the bank, about $500,000, to buy the seedlings. Let's make a long story short. The season changed. All his crop died. He was owing money. They said, why didn't God help me? God said, I created seed time and harvest. You missed the seed time. You were preaching. No problem. Go and get honorarium from preaching. You did not plant. You know, it's an entitlement mentality that we have as Christians. I have done it for God. Listen, farming is of God. Somebody say amen. If you don't farm, I won't see bread to eat. Don't ever forget it. Everything you do as a child of God is spiritual, and God has called people, many people, to what many of us call secular work. It's not only preachers that are called. That's what I'm going to emphasize. It's not only preachers. And I said that life has seasons. In each season of life, it is the calling of God to obey the demands of that season. If you're a student on campus, at that time, go to class. Do your evangelism in your hostel. Do it in your spare time. We all went to school. We did evangelism room to room about twice a month in my fellowship on campus. Room to room, after church service on Sundays, we split ourselves 2-2 and we go from one room to the other. That's evangelism. I was a campus fellowship president and I was a fifth year medical student. We balanced everything. Don't abandon your studies and then you say you are preaching. God won't bless it. Why? Because studying in that season is also of God.